This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The state's plan to close the access road to Mauna Kea this morning is being slowed by protesters. Take a listen to some of the action on scene as Kapuna explained their presence on the mountain. Here is Maxine Kaha'olelio.
Desecration of our land. Worshipful God, Ale, I give to you as a Kapuna. Like Mayor Kim said, he's 80. I am 81 years old. Oh, I will stand for my brothers. Where's your hearts? Where's your hearts? Let them be. You choose money over us, Kanakama'ole. How can you do that? And you know Kiakua did that. Not Iggy, not Meakim. Kiakua made that for us to enjoy. Not bomb and desecrate our water.
That was just a bit of the dramatic events and the scene playing out atop Mauna Kea. HPR's Ryan Finnerty is there on the mountain this morning. He joins us live on the line. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Catherine. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. So, a very emotional time this morning up there.
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, that was Auntie Maxine, who's one of the spiritual leaders of the movement. And she was actually addressing some law enforcement officers in that clip, some sheriff's deputies and officers with the state attorney general's office. They were positioned right around a group of about 8 to 10 people who have actually chained themselves to a cattle guard, which is like a grate in the road to prevent cattle from walking over it. That's about 100 yards up the Mauna Kea access road from Saddle Road, so pretty close to the bottom, and there's still about those same 8 people or so chained to the ground there. They say they will not move until they're either taken away or their demands are met. Elsewhere, there are about 200, maybe as much as 300 people assembled around the bottom of Mauna Kea Access Road in the intersection with Saddle Road. All the construction equipment actually just appeared a few minutes before we got on the air. It's all lined up in a big convoy right now and not making any moves to go up the mountain yet, just sort of staged at the bottom. But not entirely clear when things are going to start happening. Leadership with the organizers with the protests have been speaking with law enforcement officers regularly throughout the day in an effort to sort of lay out the rules for where people can be and where people will be subject to arrest. And so interactions have been pretty cordial, I would say, respectful on both sides, with both sides pledging to a commitment to nonviolence and to minimizing the tension as much as possible.
So how far away are you from the area where the protesters have chained themselves on the road?
I'm just about 50 feet maybe from where everybody's assembled. If anyone listening has been to the area and they can picture it, so there's a T intersection with Mauna Kea Access Road and Saddle Road. That was where the bulk of the demonstrators were assembled this morning. They had kind of established almost a three-tier blockade of the access road, with the bulk of people being at the intersection, and then about 50 feet behind that, there was a line of Kapuna, about 20 or so elders, who were just sitting in the road, and they had kind of declared themselves their intent to be the first ones arrested, and that's what the police had said, was that anybody blocking the road would be arrested eventually. That hasn't happened yet. Anyone on the side of the road would be left alone. And then behind the Kapuna was the cattle guard. That's about another 100 feet up the road. That was a smaller contingent. Again, those 8 or 10 people chained to it, with another 5 to 10 people kind of helping them, getting them food and drinks and helping them go to the bathroom because they've been chained there since about 3 a.m. this morning.
Now, I know the governor had his news conference late yesterday afternoon because there were rumors circulating that the state was going to do a sweep last night. But he set the record straight on that was not in the works.
Yeah, it seems like law enforcement's doing their best to be very transparent about what's going to happen. They don't really have any, from what I've seen, desire to sweep people out, to arrest a lot of people. They have a very relaxed posture. They've been talking with leaders in the movement throughout the day. I've seen them regularly touching base, just kind of to make sure stays below a boil. But yeah, as of this moment, we don't know. No one in the on the protester side knows when the police are going to move to clear them out, those blocking the road specifically. So we're just kind of waiting. The construction equipment is here, so that's probably an indicator that things are moving ahead, but it may not even be today.
What are the leaders of the demonstrators telling the group?
Well, the big message is nonviolence, to be respectful, to be calm, not to let tensions boil over. They have actually been removing members of their own group that seem to be a little too agitated or a little too emotional because they really don't want to give, in their own words, give the police any reason to arrest them or to treat them violently. So they've, even at a meeting last night that I attended at their sanctuary, which is across the street, they said it's nonviolent direct action, which is things like blocking the road, chaining themselves to the ground. But they're really trying to keep it as calm as possible while expressing their views and what they say is their right to be here.
And you recorded some of that audio of, I think, one of the main leaders addressing the demonstrators?
Yeah, this is Kaho Okahi Kanuha. He's one of the main leaders of the anti-TMT movement and of this demonstration movement. He kind of gave the briefing last night where he outlined their strategy, and his big message was nonviolence. And this was him speaking to a large group of demonstrators earlier this morning after he had conferred with some members of law enforcement.
We can call them in as best as we can, pull to their na'au, to their humanity, and perhaps over time we can hold a hoodie. So remain dignified, remain disciplined, remember Kapu Aloha. Remember that we have a plan, and we trust in it, right? And it's not a end-all, be-all today. I explained back there, if we're playing football, this is just the first drive, not even the first quarter. Got a long game ahead of us.
Yeah, it appears that this will be a very long, drawn-out process of clearing that pathway there.
Yeah, and that's what everybody I've spoken with has said, Catherine, is that they don't have a time limit on how long they're going to be here. They want to be here as long as it takes. Just last night, the gentleman we heard in that clip said to everybody assembled that it's not going to be a one-day fight and it's not going to be a two-week fight, using the term fight as a figure of speech. I spoke with one of the men who's chained to the cattle guard earlier, who can't even get up and go to the bathroom, and he said he's committed to staying as long as it takes. He told me that their goal is primarily to stop the construction of the TMT, the telescope, but that it really is about a lot more than just that one telescope for them. They kind of view this as part of a global movement of indigenous communities standing up, reasserting their rights. He mentioned the protest at Standing Rock over the pipeline a few years ago. They view this as part of that larger movement.
Right, and I know there are many in the community, though, who want to see TMT up there on the mountain, or at least want to see our space studies proceed. This is a big anniversary for the Apollo landing on the moon, and there's lots of attention about what could be in our return up into space. So interesting time. And just want to make sure that you stay safe up there and get enough water, stay hydrated.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Okay, thanks so much, Ryan. That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty atop Mauna Kea. We have team coverage on HPR along with HPR's reporter Ku'uwei Hirishi. You can find their reports here on HPR1.